Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
By a single vote, Trump gets his massive, big, beautiful bill to pass the House, 215-214. Most of the time, Dave, if you're fairly early in your presidency, which Donald Trump is, second presidency, and your party has control of the House and Senate, you're rolling. You're getting a lot of things done. And he's certainly making a lot of news and a lot of executive orders and either following up on what he said he was going to do or going much, much further on some of the ideas that he said he was going to do. And then some of the key areas where if you had a shred of objectivity, you knew weren't going to happen, like prices just weren't going to drop like in the first day. Solve the Middle East the first day. Solve the Ukraine-Russia war in the first day. Which one of those was it? Ukraine-Russia, where he was said he was joking, or was it the Middle East? I forget which one.
Maybe it was egg prices.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hard to keep track.
And there's that new term, groceries. And then the one he invented now, equalize.
Equalizing.
Like, he thinks he's the good, first.
It's the best word.
You think he's invented the word? It's been around, I don't know.
Let's call him Noah Webster.
Yeah. But we get the big bill. And again, this is where, and I'll start with both parties are frauds, but then get more of the Republicans on this one. Because nobody seems to give a damn about our debt. And nobody wants to deal with the really hard choices of some of the entitlement programs. Now, here, they're claiming that Medicaid, that the almost $800 billion in savings will just be what? Fraud and waste. Okay. On Medicaid and work requirements for healthy individuals, I have no problem with it, but you do read studies on it, and really didn't change that much. But philosophically, it sounds good, right? It sounds good. But he's going to raise the debt immensely, trying to get the debt ceiling extended by what, $4 trillion? So you can't honestly, if you're objective, listen to Trump tell you about DOGE. And then we find out that so much of DOGE was not true, or we had to hire some people back. And you can't be like, look at DOGE. Look at how great DOGE is. And then you pass this enormous bill, and by the way, acting like Joe Biden wouldn't have passed an enormous bill, or Kamala Harris wouldn't have passed the numerous bill is folly. Obviously, the emphasis would have been extraordinarily different. But they would have increased the debt, too. But it's just laughable, Dave, if you're going to say, look at all we're doing with Doge, and then, oh, by the way, we want to increase the debt ceiling to $4 trillion. By the way, plenty of these ideas, I'm benefiting. Helps me out. So just be honest. Come on. You can't sit there and say, you're phenomenal on cutting the size of government when your big, beautiful bill is carving out so we don't have to have the debt ceiling crisis over and over again, which is nonsense, too. But maybe we could slow down $36 trillion at some point. Crazy idea. Social Security as an example. They're all afraid of it because, like we were talking about the driving situation, older individuals are much more inclined to vote than younger individuals. And who wants to say, oh, the truth, that more people are living longer? Even with our screwed up healthcare system and how much many of us at times hate the insurance business, we're living longer, so there are ways to tier it. More options. Because for some individuals, when they get to key ages right now, including 62, when they've lived a hard labor life, yeah, sign up. Get your Social Security right away. And I know there's options now to push it back. But maybe there should be more of that, but we can't touch that because we're worried the voters won't keep us in office. And that's what they all want, to stay in office. We got to stay in office. So just remember it when the Republicans are telling you about, look at the efforts we made. And by the way, to cut out waste and fraud, I have zero problem with it. None. Zilch. It was all theater, though. It was Elon and the chainsaw, and now he's crawling home to try to go back to Tesla because he became such a negative on Trump. Surgical. Taking some time. Actually putting things out there, and then when there's actual reporting on it, you don't backpedal. Because it turned out it wasn't true. So there's fraudulent. Do I think there's zero proof the Democrats are great in this area? They're not. But you know when you're great? When you're not in power.
Exactly what I was going to say. You know who cares about debt and reigning in spending?
Yes.
The party that's not in power.
Yeah. That's it.
When you're in power, you know what feels good when you have a wad of cash in your pocket? Tucking it under the mattress or walking into wherever you want to spend that money and pulling something off the shelf that you've really wanted. Spending that cash just feels good, doesn't it?
Yeah. And it just seems like at some point this has got to come back to just crush us. Right? I mean, we're going to be at $40 trillion. But no.
Just setting records is what we're doing.
The attack and shooting of two Israeli embassy workers outside the Capitol Jewish Museum, while this pathetic individual is shouting free Palestine, is just gross, just awful. No doubt there's been an enormous increase in this country on anti-Semitism. By the way, there was an enormous increase of white supremacists in this country for decades. And it has been jumping up because of October 7th. And this show, me in particular, I have not hesitated in my criticism of Bibi Netanyahu. He's a criminal. Shouldn't be in office. They were attacked. Innocent civilians were attacked by an organization that, if you showed any empathy at all, towards any individuals Jewish or any organization that isn't anti-Jewish, Hamas would want you dead. So there will be no ever sympathy from my mouth towards Hamas. Never, ever, ever. They're gross. They're awful. They're the worst of what we have on this civilization. That doesn't mean Palestinians, though. That doesn't mean the Palestinians who are stuck in Gaza without food, without medicine, and if they have the courage to speak out and criticize Hamas, they'll probably watch their children beheaded right in front of them. And so it was a given that Bibi was going to respond with force, but could have been a lot more surgical force. Could have been a lot more of getting food and supplies to the Palestinians, who, by the way, they're people of hatred now, who just assume everybody in Gaza is sympathetic to Hamas when there's zero proof of that. But none of that, if you can't stand the way Bibi Netanyahu is running this, none of this supports in any way the hatred that is out there for individuals of the Jewish faith or those who support them. Here are two individuals who are about to get engaged, who are not calling for Israel to take over Gaza completely like Bibi Netanyahu is, and he's 100% wrong on that. They're not blaming all Palestinians, and they're just cold-blooded killed because their crime was because they're Jews. And the data is out there. And it matters how you approach it. Because if you believe the Palestinians in Gaza should be able to have food and water and medicine and decency, of course. But certain phrasing of free Palestine doesn't mean just automatically what I just said. To a lot, it means kill the Jews. Anyone, even individuals across the globe who may decry Netanyahu on a regular basis. And it's so commonplace in this country. It's another example of the hatred, the amount of hatred we have to individuals in this country, Dave. And it's really sad.
It's sad. It's disgusting. It's terribly worrisome.
Yeah.
Whether it's gotten so much worse since October 7th, whether we're just hearing it more, whether it's just louder, doesn't matter.
A lot of the data affirms it has, but you're right. We're noticing it, and outlets are platforming it.
Yeah.
So it's elevated.
Yes, and I mean, obviously, it's gotten louder. So whether people that people are being converted to this line of thinking,
yep,
or they held it all along and said, you know what, this is the moment to speak out. This is the moment to do the whole, you know, river to the sea. This, we're going to jump on that board now. We're going to make that public. We're going to be loud and proud. No, it's disgusting. It's absolutely disgusting. And, you know, you mentioned Netanyahu. Whether we all as a society agree with him 100%, disagree with him 100%, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You're talking about two people in Washington, D.C., who have no connection to what Bibi Netanyahu has decided to do.
Zero.
In retaliating against Hamas, going too far or not. And this is what we do now. We just take two people and cold-bloodedly kill them to make a point of free Palestine. It's disgusting, it's horrific, and it's
terrifying.
Frightening, yes.
It is absolutely frightening. And then Ilhan completely failing decency herself. 100% failing.
Not hard.
Okay, not hard. This show, you can find it. We've had a couple knockdowns on this show involving her past anti-Semitic comments and her weak explanations. Do I bring it up every time with her since? No. There are multiple times, like one where we went 25 minutes without a break, where she's, I didn't realize this. Yes, she did. And again, she has been vociferous and adamant in her belief of genocide towards the Palestinians, Netanyahu too far. And she's allowed to have that opinion, and you're allowed to massively disagree. But when two innocents are killed, and she's approached by a television reporter and just says, well, I wrote the quote down. Was it, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to go now. Stop. Give 90 seconds and say, I have spoken out at length about the innocent Palestinians who are dying, who are still struggling today and deserve to have their freedom. But in no way does this condone hunting down individuals, because that's what I believe is happening in Gaza. What I think is happening in Gaza is typical of what just happened today. And both of them are wrong. She's an adult. She's a congresswoman. It's not hard to do. And she failed the test miserably.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Last segment, we covered two national issues. The House passing the president's big, beautiful bill. And the main point was, guess when people care about debt, and I'm going to help you out? When you don't have the power. Because when you're in your power, you want to get your stuff done. You don't care. And then the brutal, awful murder in cold blood of two individuals because they're Jewish. And then talked about the continued war that keeps going on and on and on. And it's very interesting where the president, who normally is very allied with Bibi Netanyahu, when he's in the Middle East recently, no stop in Israel. Works out ceasefire with the Houthis while Israel is still in a significant battle with the Houthis. Then even you had a couple reports yesterday, you've had these reports over and over again. Would Israel attack Iran? Feeling like, okay, if USA is not going to stop it, we will. They're too close to nuclear capabilities. And this is when the Trump administration has been engaging with Iran and trying to get a deal. Kevin, listen to the conversation, wants to chime in. Kevin, go ahead. You're on CCO.
I'm wondering why you think the prime minister of Israel is a war criminal.
I said he's a criminal. I didn't say he's a war criminal.
Okay, so why is he a criminal?
Well, because there have been multiple hearings going back to his time in Israel on breach of trust, bribes, fraud, indictments. He was required to give up parts of his portfolio. So this is unrelated to the disgusting act by Hamas. This is what has happened in his life and the charges he has faced and the stories I've read over the years where I think the evidence is overwhelming. But I did not say he's a war criminal.
Okay, my mistake. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. I think the evidence is very clear on Bibi and power. I also think this is another example of the Israeli government or other governments too, where how long has Bibi Netanyahu been in and out of power with Israel? I mean, my whole life, it seems like, you know, and I mean, we talk about term limits here, the power and the corruption people have. Yeah. War criminal. Am I willing to say that Bibi Netanyahu is a war criminal? No, I'm not. I get that there are people who I don't dismiss automatically who say that. And I'm very clear in this, that they should have responded with extraordinary force. But there have been way too many innocent civilians, Dave, killed. Way too many. Do I believe the Hamas propaganda numbers on how many? Of course not. But the numbers are out there. There was just an attack. I had it down. We didn't get to it. Like, what day was it? Like, was it Monday this week? Where it was like another 100 and some people, dozens of kids, 30, 40 women, and it was just like another day. And I got it. What does Hamas do, Dave? They stay right with civilians. They got their tunnels running in these schools and hospitals. So they don't make it easy at all. And war is vicious and it's awful. But I still think there was a way for him to be more judicious than he has and still be powerful in your response. Completely different topic. We come back. Jeremy Piven, who for a lot of people they think of as Ari Gold, but he's certainly much more than Ari Gold from Entourage. He's on the comedy tour. And he's going to be at the Fitzgerald Theater. Have you been to the Fitzgerald?
It's been a long time. I have, but many years ago.
Same for me. It's beautiful.
It is.
He is there June 7th. We initially were going to have Jeremy on like a week ago or so.
It was going to be last week, and then we had the Twins doubleheader rainout situation, and we had to move it to this week.
Yeah. So Jeremy Piven, when we come back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pleasure to have Jeremy Piven join us. All our guests are on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Yes, I can't fault you if you right away think of Jeremy Piven for Ari Gold, 2-time Gold Glove and 3-time Emmy Award performance for Jeremy. But he's a lot more than that. Dozens and dozens of films, comedy a part of it, a podcast a part of it. And right now he's on a tour. He is on a stand-up tour across the country, and he's coming to town. We just were talking about during the break, the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul, gorgeous theater, and Jeremy's going to be there June 7th, and Jeremy is with us. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I was looking at some stories, getting ready to have a chat with you, and I was intrigued by one of the stories where you talked about the role that you think is your finest that the public hasn't had a chance to see. I want you to tell people about that and the stunning amount of work that you put in for this particular film. And is there likelihood that more people will have access to this film? And thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it. It was a great intro. It was almost like my mother wrote it. So I thank you for that. The performance is so far the work of my life by far. My mom gave me the short story out of The New Yorker, and I had my sister adapt it and direct it. And it takes place in 1937, just before the Holocaust. And, from your mouth to God's ears, man, we're trying to figure out when to get it out this year. And, you know, I've been working my whole life, but I've never really produced before. So this is my first time walking through all that.
And you put in an extraordinary amount of time learning to tap at a high level. What was that experience like?
Humiliating, exhilarating, all the things you can imagine. You know, there's a reason why people don't tap dance. It's incredibly hard.
Yeah.
I guess I had a head start in the way that I've been a drummer my whole life. So the rhythm is there.
Yeah. The performance, you play a Jewish tap dancer named Harold May. What is that battle like? Because I think maybe a lot of us from afar, like myself, who consume a lot of pop culture, whether it's TV shows and movies, and see that there's hundreds of streaming outlets, but it sounds from afar like, oh, sure, it could get out there, but you're now living it. What is that like when you're trying to get clearance for something that you believe in this much?
Well, it's interesting, like, you know, at every turn there's an obstacle, and so, you know, that's part of life, you know. And so we created this miracle. We shot an independent period piece set in 1937, and it's the best work of my life. And then you think we did it, and then you go, oh no, we got to sell it now.
Yeah.
The work begins.
Right
after you've done all the work, created a miracle, the work begins. So that was shocking. But you know, it's one of those things in life where you got to walk through it, and you have to learn through walking through it as opposed to theorize or hearing about it.
Okay, tell me about your background with drums. You alluded to that. When did that start, and what kind of drummer are you?
I can play and sit in with anyone. I'm not a jazz drummer, but I started playing at a very young age. My sister, who directed the performance, borrowed my drum kit very early on. The greatest gift I've ever been given in my life was that drum kit. I grew up, you know, underneath the poverty level, and I never talk about this, in just outside of Chicago, you know, everyone assumes, you know, you're a white guy with played a character who was powerful, so you're rich.
Yeah.
And so we were a theater family with no money, and my father finally got a little bit of money and bought his son a drum kit. And my sister immediately lost it. So it was one of those things where, you know, it's all part of life, isn't
it? Yeah. I think of I had an older sister, and my parents divorced very young, and we lived on this creek. And my mom's then boyfriend, great name, by the way, Don Manley was the guy's name. And he bought me this raft with an engine on it. And we had this area not too far from my house where it was a tunnel. And I remember begging my sister, don't take the raft and the engine through the tunnel. And she ruined it right then and there. And I have not forgiven her since. So I think of you and your sister taking the drums, and it brings back the memories. Did you take to the drums right away? Did it take a while? And how did your parents react to all the noise all the time?
I was lucky enough, and I didn't have the kit for very long, but I played it every moment that I could. And we soundproofed the basement. You know, to protect everyone. It was just the whole thing was thrilling. You know, it's just the way life is. Had I continued on, you know, who knows where I would have ended up. I do have a gift for the drums. Mm. In other words, you know, I can sit in the pocket with any beat and I play with pros and all that kind of stuff. Now, a gift is nothing unless you do something with it. So yeah. I don't play every day. So I'm not a great drummer. I'm a pretty, you know, like a real, a great drummer would hear me and go, nah, he's all right. He's fine.
Right.
You know, a civilian would hear me and go, wow, he's great.
Yeah.
So, you know, the only way to get great is if you stay at something like acting or stand-up, which is why I'm coming to town. And with stand-up, I realized very early on, if I don't do a couple hundred shows a year, I'm not going to get good at it.
Well, so that's where I want to go. I remind folks, this is Jeremy Piven. You know him from not just Entourage, but so many different things. We're hearing about all his different skills. He's coming to the beautiful Fitzgerald Theater, not that far away, June 7th. I've said before to you, you know, I love consuming interviews with individuals and comedians included, and they all talk about how hard stand-up is, and you alluded to that. So when you have so many things going on in your life and you know how tough this is, and because of your second city training, you want to be at a peak level, why do this now?
You know, it's interesting. I somehow got very lucky and was afforded the time to really do it right. And, you know, the reason why you can't really name any prolific actors outside of Robin Williams who have transitioned, it really does take 5 to 8 shows a week. And, you know, I could at some point do a documentary or something about what it takes to do stand-up as an adult transitioning. And it does, no matter how good of an improviser you are, a performer, funny, off the cuff, sharp, writing on your feet, whatever, to actually do it and navigate it, it takes years to crack. Even though I've been on stage since I was 8, so when I come, you know, I just had a stand-up, listen, watch my set. And, you know, I'm at the point now where I'm a real stand-up, and I'm proud of it. And so when you come to the beautiful theater to see me on the 7th, and it's the night after I do my hometown Chicago.
I saw that.
Yeah, we're just going to laugh. And it's my job to it's just pure escapism. And, you know, whether you... We had a great rule in my house. You can say whatever you want as long as you're funny. And, whether you agree with my take or not, if we're laughing, we're laughing, and that's all that matters.
Okay, since you brought up your family a number of times, when you think of yourself young, back with your family, and all of us just have thousands of memories, is there one that still stands out when you're a young person, when you think about those get-togethers and being funny and just the back and forth?
Well, that's a great question. You know, because I grew up in the theater and I grew up working with my parents, and they were kind enough to throw me up on stage with them at 8 years old, you know, it just was a lifetime of creativity. And I assumed that every kid had that. You know, we didn't have any money, but I would have traded for anything, because money doesn't really, I mean, it doesn't really matter. I thought I never even thought twice about that, because I got to get up on stage and have fun and be funny and creative and work with my family. And that's being rich. That's wealthy. You know, we were living in an old folks home, you know, because to save money. And someone looking from the outside in would go, man, that family is struggling. And I never would ever think of it that way. So, you know, it's ironic that I went on to play like an incredibly wealthy douchebag that people confuse me for.
Yes,
so, you know, it's an incredible life.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're short on time. I'd ask you more about your life growing up, but I also want to ask you about Second City, because that's a part of your life also. That's Chicago. So many legendary performers come out of there. What makes Second City so unique? Why are there so many high-end comedians and performers who've emerged out of that area?
Well, that's another great question. I think it's a couple things. Number one, ironically, my family, my parents, started a company, and this is all in the book about Second City. They started Compass Players with Mike Nichols and Elaine May, and that turned into Second City. So they were a part of all that history, and I was lucky enough to be around all that from a very early age. And I think it's, you know, the tools that they give you, the games that you play, the theater games, simply getting up on stage and knowing the rules. You never deny someone. It's always yes and. You're not going for the joke. You're exploring, heightening whatever is being exchanged in the moment. And then also the biggest variable, I think, is the Chicago Midwestern audiences that show up and support it. Every night, you know, people are going to see Second City in various black boxes at big theaters in Chicago. So we get to perform in front of an audience every night, and that's a gift.
Yeah, that's...
And as Malcolm Gladwell said, 10,000 hours, you get to get all those reps in. So, you know, I came out of there, and Chris Farley and Steve Carell and Bill Murray and John Belushi, and you know, it's a wonderful, fertile place to be creative, and they also embrace you, and you're allowed to be, as you know, yourself and as weird as you are, and it's, you know, you're a freak in a freak kingdom, and it's embraced.
That's great. Last thing, and I'll let you go because I know your time is short. This Jeremy Piven, you can hear how good he is and the diverse life he's led. And this will all be part of a really fun night at the Fitzgerald Theater, again, coming up June 7th. You also have been a part of a podcast, your own podcast, with some big names and some fun. Have you enjoyed that? Do you want to stay with that?
Well, it's been incredible. As you know, just like this conversation, it's not work. We're just having a conversation, and I just interview people that I'm curious about, and they feel comfortable with me. And you know, because of that, we just have some great conversations. And, you know, to have a job where you just get to learn of people is a real gift. So, I would love to continue doing it.
Jeremy, I really enjoyed it. Admire your work. Didn't know nearly as much about your background as I found out the last 12 minutes. Really enjoyed it. Wish you the best. And hope everything goes well when you come to town. Again, Fitzgerald Theater, June 7th. Thank you so much for coming on and your honesty with your answers.
Thank you, buddy. I'll see you guys on the 7th.
Jeremy Piven, right here on WCCO. As you all know, it's National Solitaire Day, so... Of course, Dave is picking up on National Solitaire Day. Go ahead. Tell us about this tune.
It's your bum theme. This song is specifically related to something you can do by yourself.
That's why I set it up.
But yeah, songs about solitaire, the game. There are some solitaire-related songs, but also just about solitude and being alone and the things you can do when you're alone.
Well, you were debating whether to edit out one of Jeremy's comments. Brad might want to edit out this particular song.
It's just a nice little guitar riff. That's all it was.
Yeah, that's all.
Bass riff, I guess.
Hey, Linda's construction time is almost 155. Time to upgrade your home with new 50-year GAF asphalt shingles. And you get 75% off installation labor if you get it done by May. Jim Pete, early next hour. Jason making his regular appearance. You know this well. We get chances to interview comedians. I don't want to say often, but it comes up. And my default almost all the time is no. Now, I'm not suggesting in any way that we get names of the caliber of Jeremy Piven on a regular basis. Because Jeremy Piven is still, and I know Entourage has been off the air for a while, still a very well-known name. And a lot of comedy background. Right, from Second City and his family's ties to Second City. My problem all the time is, as somebody thoroughly enjoys interviewing people, learning, as he said, being curious, I sometimes worry if I'm just going to say, okay, I know you're going to the funny bone tonight, Shecky. Go ahead and be funny. So I try to look for other ways to do it, but then I wonder if, well, the reason why they're on there, they're funny. And if I'm not asking them to be funny, am I missing out on the reason why people might listen?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, and a lot of people, if they're coming on, say they're in a show coming to town, they've got a book, they've got an album, whatever it is, they try to redirect every question to. And, by the way, you should know in my book, in my album, when you see me on stage.
Yeah.
And it was, I think, very clear that Jeremy wasn't going to do that. Sure, I think he did it once. Kind of, hey, this is why I kind of want to do this. And speaking of that, that's why I do comedy. But
I genuinely thought he was really good.
Yes, he was more than willing to say, you know what? I trust this guy is going to pump up my stuff. He's going to mention it, as you did two or three times. But I'm going to have a conversation, and we're going to have fun that way. It's not, you know, hey, let me set you up for that punchline I saw on the special or that one clip we saw. No, it's, you know, we can tell just in his conversation that he's not only a funny guy, he's interesting, he's got a background we had no idea about.
No. Living in the old folks home?
How about that?
How about that? The one that stands out the most to me is when I had Rickles on. And I had no idea, but Don was just somber, highly intelligent, not funny, didn't want to be the Don Rickles we all love. But he was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
He was so good. And I kind of like that side better, as long as that's what the comedian wants.
Yeah.
Right? So you kind of play it that way. Dave will offer up his comedy stylings throughout the show. I'm going to stop talking right now here at 50.
Could you do maybe another 10 seconds? How about a time check? What time is it, Chad?
I did that already.
I don't care. Do another one.
No, I'm not. I don't it's always
157.
Do it. Yeah.
Linda's time check.
Yeah. It's a double shot. Hey, it's Wally Walker here on KQ.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.